1-972-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
The one thing God said, you shall not eat, you shall not drink, you shall not have anything to do with the blood. What do? They drink the blood. Because the devil knows when a person does that, when he gets a person to do that, it opens up their spirit to him. Why does he make a lot of these athletes that are all manly, that, why do they dress up like girls? Like I said, do your homework. Follow some of these, not all of them, but a lot of them that have sold out. One of the things they have to do is they have to cross-dress. And it's all over the internet. You just have to look for it. You'll find it. You'll see them. Say, what? But why? Because Lord said in Deuteronomy, a man shall not put on a woman's garment. So what is the devil doing? He's doing just the opposite again. Why is he doing it? To take hold of their soul. All right? So there's a lot that has to do with the blood. Now, we'll get into this another time, but Jesus challenged his disciples, and a whole lot of them didn't understand what he was talking about because he thought he was speaking like the other cult groups where he said, except you drink of my blood and eat of my flesh, you cannot be my disciple. But we'll talk about that another time. But he wasn't talking about literally. We know he wasn't. But they a number of them thought that, and they got up and had out right away. They couldn't see any further than that statement. But he says here, don't offer sacrifices unto devils. He said whenever they would kill an animal, they would need to bring it to the door of the tabernacle and offer it, and not just shed blood or not offer it under some other idol. That's what they had started to do. But he mentioned here again in verse 11, the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement. Remember the word atonement? What does the word atonement mean? It means to cover. It means to cover. An atonement means to cover. Well, let's go all the way back, okay? That's why we're going to stay on subjects. I know, I understand. It takes, you can't hear something once and just grab it all the time. You know, some things you catch right away, but most things are through repetition. That's why when children sing their ABCs, they get it. You know, maybe I ought to sing the message to y'all. We go out singing the word. No, but in the beginning, the first sacrifice, God killed an animal, slew an animal, and made coats of skins to cover their nakedness. They had sown fig leaves. They were covered, but it was their own doing. That's where religion comes from. Man doing his own thing, feeling like it's sufficient. It wasn't sufficient for God. That's why, in Mark 11, Jesus cursed the fig tree. Why? It only had leaves. It had no fruit. See, just leaves won't do. And he cursed that and said, no fruit be on you forever, henceforth. That thing dried up at the root that day. They saw it the next morning. It was dead. But let me just get real down to earth with you. Religion is cursed. It's not blessed. It's, if not one of the strongest delusions. Deterring people from God because they feel like they're good enough. But see, except you come through the blood, except your faith be in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Hello? Not in a religion, not in some ceremony, not in some mass, not in some confession. Your faith has to be in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Now let's look at this deeper, because God killed that animal and made coats of skin. This was God's doing. See, salvation is of the Lord. It's not of man. It wasn't man's idea. It was God's idea. See, that's the difference between religion and salvation. Religion is man's idea, and you got all kind of religions. People will call Christianity a religion. This is not a religion. This is a relationship. Salvation is of the Lord. It's not from man. Amen. Religions are from man. You have to do this. You have to do that. You have to do this. No. Salvation is from God. Now, when God created Adam, and this is a point I want to go over again because it's important that we really grasp this. When God created Adam, on the first day, he spoke what Adam would be in Genesis 1. In Genesis 2, it says he breathed into man, into his nostrils, the breath of life. Now catch it. And man became a living soul. But simultaneously, while he breathed spirit into him, he said, the life of the flesh is in the blood. So at the same time he was breathing life, spirit into him, in the literal sense, that spirit became blood in his veins. Because the life is in the blood. It wasn't like Adam didn't have blood. The life was in the blood. All right? That's what we have to understand. The life was in the blood. Now, likewise, when Jesus was born, he wasn't born of Mary's blood, and Joseph hadn't touched her. She was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, so that seed that was placed in her was an incorruptible seed, and the blood that was running in his veins was not her blood. It wasn't Joseph's blood. It was God's blood. It was the life of the body is in the life of the flesh is in the blood. He was Emmanuel, God with us. In other words, the blood that was in his veins was God's blood. Now, what gets real good is that we have been born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible. There's something else running in our veins too. Ah, see, I lost some of y'all right there. See, we are born again. It's not just some smoke and mirrors. No, this is for real. You are born again, not of flesh and blood. We've been born of the Spirit of God. Amen. We are man, but we are the children of God. We are born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible that lives and abides forever. Lives and abides forever. Ask somebody beside you tonight, do you know who you are? Ask them now, do you know whose you are? When God released his breath or his life into Adam, the breath became literal blood and he became a living soul. Remember in Leviticus 17:11, the life of the flesh is in the blood. There was nobody for Adam to be born from except God. Tell somebody, Adam was a bad boy. Yep, when we study in the school, when we get into in the beginning, y'all going to see Adam in a way you've never seen him before. You're going to see how smart, how brilliant he was. He was never Neanderthal. He was never going around clubbing stuff, you know, trying to catch a rat or, you know, no. Adam dominated from day one. Adam was brilliant from day one. Adam had the full capacity of his brain from day one. Even today, we only have a tenth of the part of the brain that we can use. Adam used every part of his brain. Adam was a bad boy. That's why it says that Jesus was the second Adam. If he wasn't bad, it wouldn't say Jesus was the second one. Amen. So the blood of Jesus is the life of God. Where there's no blood, there's no life. Adam, the life that he lived, was the life of God until he sinned. Now, I'll throw this out at you again. God did not put the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the garden. How many know God's not going to tempt you with evil? Amen. He warned him because it was there. He said, there's one tree, don't eat of it. Because in the day that you eat of it, you'll die. All the other trees you can eat freely. But he didn't. And we'll study that too. I want to whet your appetite. I want you to get hungry for wanting to see these things. And how the very nature and character of God. He's not a tempter. God is more for you than you even understand. Amen. He's more for us than we are for ourselves. Okay, so God was resident in the blood of Adam. Now, when God breathed into Adam, or what God breathed into Adam, it was the same thing that formed Jesus in the womb of Mary. Jesus was the man carried, or he was the man who carried the life of God, because the blood of Jesus was the life of God. Do you understand? The life of the flesh is in the blood. Okay, so when Jesus shed his blood on the cross, what happened is he released life back to mankind. Somebody say the blood. You see, when the blood was shed, that's why there had, without no shedding of blood, there would be no remission of sin. If God had not shed the blood, you see, when Adam and Eve were driven out of the garden, or when they fell, they lost all of that. They lost their covering. They knew they were naked. They were ashamed. They were afraid. But when God covered them with coats, he was covering them from their nakedness, from their shame. In other words, that was mercy. Amen. That was God showing them mercy. Amen? Amen? So when the Lord shed his blood on the cross, again, he released the life of God to mankind. Now, I said in the last meeting that God supplies, but we apply. Remember the doorpost? The men of the house had to apply the blood to the doorpost. God provided a lamb for every house, but they had to slay the lamb and take of the blood and apply it. And the death angel, at the designated time when he was coming to strike Egypt, when he would see the blood, he would pass by. In other words, he had no business there. In other words, he saw God's flag standing there. He said, nope, I have no authority here. I got to go to where there ain't no flags, where there's no blood on the doorposts. And in every house of Egypt, in prison, every cow, every firstborn cow, every firstborn sheep, every firstborn snake in Egypt died. Can you imagine that? I want to kind of. Had, you know, disease, darkness. Can you imagine that? Those broke the power until the blood. All that power that was displayed, it was the blood that broke the power of the enemy. That broke the back of Egypt. Pharaoh said, leave us. After the blood was applied and the death angel came through, it was over. See, the blood has been applied to our life. Come on, tell somebody, game over. Game over. Enemy defeated. Amen. 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 Enemy defeated. Why? The blood. Sometimes we get caught in that trap of trying to get what we already have. Tell somebody, I'm already blessed.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.